بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, dear listeners in Islam, our belief structure as Muslims is that the pious of people that we have amongst us, the ulama, the scholars, the highest, the fuqaha, the mufassireen, the muhaddithin, they cannot reach the level of the lowest sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the lowest sahabi of Rasulullah, the highest sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cannot reach the lowest rank Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Anbiya alayhim salam, the lowest rank Nabi is much higher than the highest sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from amongst the galaxy of Anbiya alayhim salam, the greatest of them, they cannot match the highest position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the highest of the creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on this earth. And that's why it is so important for us as the Muslim Ummah and the Nabi that we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has sent for us to know the life of this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to recognize his position, to recognize his status. And inshallah, in this few minutes, I will try and mention a briefing on the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's children, on his progeny, and just a brief run through inshallah as we go through this Jum'ah program inshallah. I would like to mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha when he was 25 years of age. And Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was 40 years of age. She had two husbands before she got married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From those previous two marriages, she had five children from her previous marriages, from Atiq and Malik, whose name was Abu Hala Malik. She had three children, and from Atiq she had two children. When she got married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life with seven children in his life. Six of those children, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Six of those children were blessed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And one son was blessed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose name was Ibrahim, in the later portion of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the slave girl that was sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Muqawqis. And her name was Maria Qibtiyya. She was a Coptic slave that was sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had one son from Maria Qibtiyya, whose name was Ibrahim. After a year and a half of age, Ibrahim also passed away. So the sons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not much is made mention. That's why it is not possible for us to speak on the life of the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides to mention the challenges, the difficulty, the problems he went through in his own life. Being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he buried his own children with his own hands. He buried his own children with his own hands. It was such a difficult situation, such a difficult, challenging problem that came on his own life. From amongst his daughters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had two sons, Qasim and Abdullah. Qasim and Abdullah were blessed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Total of three sons, Qasim, Abdullah, and Ibrahim, blessed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These sons, they were just for a few years. Some mentioned for 2 years, for 1 year they were in this world, and they left this world. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also famously known as Abul Qasim, the father of Qasim, because he had a son whose name was Qasim. His second son was Abdullah, and the third son from Maria Qibtiyya was Ibrahim. When he was 30 years of age, married to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Allah blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a daughter by the name of Zainab. Zainab, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When she got of age, the first question that was going through the mind of the parents was that we need to get our daughter married. Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, can we offer to our daughter my sister's son, Abu al-As bin Rabi' was the sister's son, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha's sister's son. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted the proposal and they got married. Abu al-As bin Rabi' got married to Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. From this union, from this couple, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with three children. One daughter by the name of Umama, a son by the name of Ali, and the third child at the time of Hijrah, when she was leaving, this was in the first year of Hijrah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved to Medina Munawwara, she wanted to leave Makkah and go join her father in Medina Munawwara. As she was leaving Makkah Mukarramah, it's a very lengthy incident, I'll just mention a portion of it. As she was leaving, Habbar bin Aswad came, he stabbed the camel of her that she was riding. She fell off the camel, she fell onto a rock, and the child that was there, she was about to give birth, she was in the last stages or so, and the gender of this child is not known. The gender of this child is not known, whether this child was a boy or a girl, but she lost the child. This was the grandchild of Muhammad bin Abdullah alayhi salatu wa taslimat. She suffered 6 years with this injury. 6 years she suffered with this injury because of this incident of Habbar bin Aswad. In the 7th year of Hijrah, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the good fortune. He was present for the janazah, for the ghusl, the kafan, the dafan, burying her and going inside the grave. And when he came out, he said, "Hadi khayru banati usibat fiya." This was the best of my daughters, the most fortunate of my daughters. She suffered a long portion of her life for 6 solid years. That wound that was given to her in the hijrah, she suffered through that wound for 6 solid years until she passed away because of that wound. The second daughter and the third daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ruqayya, the second daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the third daughter, Ummu Kulthum, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they got of age, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Khadija radiallahu anha, "I would like to marry my two daughters to my family members, the sons of Abu Lahab." Abu Lahab had two sons whose names were Utbah and Utaybah. Two sons married to the two daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the meantime, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes the Nabi of Allah. Wahi comes to him, he becomes a Nabi of Allah. The verse of the Quran is revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. You should warn your close family members. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes up the opportunity, he goes on Mount Safa, he calls his close family members, and he says to them that if I have to tell you behind this mountain there's an army that's going to attack you, will you believe me? They say yes. He said, "I came to give you a kalima. If you recite this kalima, you will become the rulers of the world." They said, "Don't give us one kalima, give us 10 kalimas, we'll accept it." He said, "Say, La ilaha illallah." Abu Lahab heard this da'wah, he went against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, "Alihada jama'atana tabban laka sa'ira al-yawm." You gathered us just for this old statement you wanted to say, may you be destroyed the entire day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses of the Quran against him and will remain in the Quran until the day of Qiyamah. Tabbat yada abi lahabiyu wa tabba ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab sayasla naran dhata lahab wa amraatuhu hammalat alhatab fi jidiha hablum min masad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses against Abu Lahab and his wife Ummu Jamil. But not only that, he said then to his sons, رَأْسِي مِنْ رَأْسِكَ حَرَامٍ إِلَّمْ تُطَلِّكْ إِبْنَتَكْ إِبْنَتَوْ. If you do not divorce these two daughters of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you do not divorce them, then I am haram for you. Anyone who comes close to you, I give you up and I have nothing to do with you. So the first son goes to the daughter Ruqayyah and he says to her that I have divorced you, Utbah. But Utaybah, the second son, he was harsh. He was rude in his approach. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he held the collar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in a very evil way he started speaking abruptly to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "I would like to divorce your daughter." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed him on this occasion. And he said to him, "May the dog of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be put on you. May the dog of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be put on you." Abu Talib was close by. They were not Muslims. Abu Talib was close by. He said, "This nephew of mine, when he curses someone, that person is finished. This nephew of mine, if he curses, then that person has no goodness in his life." His father tried to protect him. The books of history mention on his way to Sham and a business trip, the people collected all of the items. They tried to look after him. That night a lion came, climbed up all the goods and severed his head from his body. So this was the end of this marriage of the two daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ask any father that goes through the divorce situation of their own children, what difficulty they go through, how difficult it is for them to face society, how difficult it is for them to come in front of people. Anyways, a few months later, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, and Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an goes to his aunt Sauda. He comes to his aunt Sauda radiallahu ta'ala anha and says, "Can you take my proposal to the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" She takes the proposal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "If Allah decides in the sky, then I will give my daughter over." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent revelation that this nikah should take place between Uthman and Ruqayyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's the period of Makkah, there's hostility, it's difficult. He makes hijrah to Habasha. They get the news in Habasha, Makkah is okay, we can come back to Makkah. They come back to Makkah, again there's hostility, it was a lie. They go back to Habasha. They stay in Habasha for many years, they do not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She comes back to Medina Munawwara. Ruqayyah comes to Medina Munawwara with Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. They make hijrah, they come to Medina Munawwara. In the second year of hijrah, the battle of Badr takes place. The command is to strive in the path of Allah. Uthman radiallahu anhu says, "My wife is sick. She's about to die. She's about to leave this world. O Nabi of Allah, you go. I cannot come with you. He was from amongst the first Sahaba that accepted Islam. He did not get the good opportunity to go in Badr because he was taking care of his wife at home, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The news is that she passed away, she's buried, she's put in the grave, and he's standing on the side of the grave. While he's standing on the side of the grave, a horseman comes running, Zayd bin Haritha, and he says, "Allahu Akbar, the Muslims are victorious. Allahu Akbar, the Muslims are victorious." And he's standing on the grave. On one side, happiness. On the other side, sadness. He just buried the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes with his daughter Fatima radiallahu anha. Wa Fatima tabki ala shafiri qabri Ruqayya. And Fatima radiallahu anha, she's standing on the grave of her sister with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they both crying that they had to leave their daughter in this condition. They were striving in the path of Allah, and the daughter passed away in Medina Munawwara. Then a few months later, from this union of Ruqayyah and Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, Allah blessed them with one son by the name of Abdullah. Abdullah was the son. He was born in Habasha. And now the father is alive, the son is alive, the mother has passed away. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after a few months, sees Uthman, he's sad. He says, "Why are you so sad?" He said, "Oh Nabi of Allah, my wife passed away. I am going through difficulty. I have a young little son, Abdullah, who's 5 years of age. How can I go on with life?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Jibreel came to me and said I should give Umm Kulthum in your nikah." So Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, she gets married to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, and she has this young little nephew of hers who's living with her in the house. So this took place on the third year of hijrah. In the fourth year of hijrah, the Fatih of Hijra, this young little son of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, he passes away. The young little boy, he was 6 years of age. This is the grandson of none other than Muhammad bin Abdullah alayhi salatu wa taslimat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes through the difficulty of burying his own grandson Abdullah because of one rooster that came to attack him and hit him in the eye. Because of that, he was injured and he passed away. Nevertheless, this incident took place, and she, the next year, Ruqayya, Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, she passes away in the ninth year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, لو كنا عشرا لزوجتهن بك. If I had 10 daughters, you were such a good son-in-law, such a good person to my daughters, that even if I had 10, I would have given each daughter to you. The first daughter was married to Abu al-As bin Rabi', and then the two daughters, Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum, were married to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. And then the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's fourth daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she comes of age, she was born to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time when he was in Makkah Mukarrama, and there was a famous incident that took place with the building of the Kaaba, and the people were waiting to see who's going to walk into the Haram to put the stone, the Hajr Aswad, the black stone in its spot. It was around this exact period of time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his marriage of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha with Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she's seen all the hostility and all the difficulty and hardship that this her father went through in Makkah Mukarrama. A famous incident when they threw the intestines of a camel on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the kids at that time, they ran to the house of Fatima radiallahu anha, and they said to her that your father is in this difficult condition. And she comes to the haram and she sees her father. Imagine the daughter of today, and seeing her father at that time and the hostility of the people against her father. And she takes off the intestines of this camel from her father. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he comes out, he starts cursing the Quraysh and he says, Allahumma alayka bi Quraysh. Allahumma alayka bi Quraysh. Ara'ayta alladhi yanha abdan idha salla. Allah revealed the verses of the Quran. Have you not seen the person, how they dealt with him when he was busy and making sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So anyway, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she came of age, she came to Medina Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came the first year to Medina. Then he asked Aisha and Fatima radiallahu anha to stay in Mecca. The next year he sends Zayd bin Haritha and Abu Rafi' to go to Mecca, bring them to Medina Munawwara. They came to Medina Munawwara, and Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu then came to propose that he wants to get married to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And when he came to propose, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seen Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he said, oh Ali, it seems that you are coming to propose for my daughter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he said, yes, I am here to propose for your daughter, for getting married to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, oh Ali, what do you have in your possession? What do you own at this time? Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Rahilati wa dir'i. I have two things in my possession. I have one horse and I have one armor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the horse, don't sell the horse. Keep the horse for yourself because you will need it to go in the path of Allah. But the armor that you have, take it to the market and sell the armor. The armor that you have, take it to the market and sell it. He took it to the market and he sold the armor. He got 480 dirhams. 480 dirhams. When he sold the armor in the marketplace, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, oh Nabi of Allah, I sold the armor. I got 480 dirhams. What should I do with this money? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take 400 dirhams and use it as the mahar at the time of the nikah to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. What we call in today's time, Mahra Fatimi. The mahar that was given to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was at that time equivalent to 400 dirhams. Take the 80 dirhams, go to the marketplace and buy perfume. Go to the marketplace and buy perfume and give that perfume to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Give that perfume to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Then he called the Sahaba in a gathering of many eminent Sahaba, the likes of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and the nikah of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu with Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was performed in the masjid, and Ali radiallahu anhu gave her this 400 dirhams as a mahar. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't go to the house of Ali. Don't go to the house of Ali. We will send you a few days later. And he prepared few things. What we say, the father gives the daughter at the time when she's leaving the house. MashaAllah, very good trend in the world. People are flying to Dubai. People are flying all over the world to buy things for their daughter before they leave the house. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave his daughter at the time when she was leaving her house, going to the house of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he gave her one bedding, and he gave her one pillow that was filled with the husk of date palms, and he gave her two grinding stones, and he gave her two leather bags that were used to fill water, and they would drink and it would stay cold. These were the six items that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Fatima radiallahu anha that she should take to the house of her husband Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he said, after a few days you will go. It was the day of Isha, a few days later. He said to Fatima radiallahu anha, tonight we will take you to your husband's house. You stay in your house, don't leave, we perform Isha. After Isha, Ummu Ayman, she was the slave girl of the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah. When he passed away, she became the slave of the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then she took care of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was Abyssinian background. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever wants to marry a woman from the women of Jannah should get married to Ummu Ayman. Zayd bin Haritha said, I will get married. From that union, Usama bin Zayd was born. Usama bin Zayd, famous incident that took place in Islamic history. Anyways, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Ummu Ayman that you keep her after Isha. After Isha, we will take her to the house. How she went to the house? The woman that was known as the Queen of Jannah. Not with a Ferrari, Lamborghini. No, she went walking. Wallahi, through simplicity in our marriages, then we will see Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhum. We want to see the blessings. Today people are worried so much of the wedding, and they're not cared about the marriage. The wedding is one day. The marriage has to last a lifetime. We have to make effort not on the wedding, on the marriage. Look how simple. The queen of the women of Jannah gets married. In Medina Munawwara, she walks with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after Isha. He comes to the house, he puts her down, he takes some water, he reads some dua, Allahumma inni a'iduha bika wa dhurriyataha min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. He blows on the water, he splashes it and sprinkles it on her face. He calls Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. He asks for some water, he reads something, he says, Allahumma barik lakuma. And then he splashes it and sprinkles it on the face of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. This was how Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nowadays, when the husband and wife are getting married, everyone's taking pictures. The cameraman is there. And they think, this is a time to make dua. This is a time to ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's barakah in this marriage. Everyone is posing and everyone is taking pictures. Unfortunately, we're in the wrong scheme of what's happening. Look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this union, Allah blessed them with five children. Hassan, Hussein, Muhsin, Ummu Kulthum, and Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding and bringing the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's continue this sunnah salah, inshaAllah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والجنة للموحدين.